Listen, I want to thank everyone for coming out today. As you can see, our facility here at Georgia State Stadium has been transformed into one beautiful place. And just with the reporting date being today with our players coming back, they call it reporting date. Our players have been here forever. I mean, it's no different. They're just showing back up to the facility. So our start date, I should say. But what a great opportunity to field a good football team that's going to work hard, play hard, and come out with a great mindset and be sharp and to represent Georgia State University the way we can. Any questions?
Coach, with the first practice being tomorrow, what are you looking for from your guys?
Well, first of all, I'm looking for everyone to show up. Okay? If we get them all to show up, we're going to be okay. There's a few out there probably a little bit scared. But, listen, it's all about effort. I mean, effort, effort, effort. I think you can do so much with we're going to have 105 guys report, and we need everyone on the same page. I mean, we need to have great effort, great intensity, good focus, good mindsets, just to understand the importance of what our football program can do, not only moving into this great facility here, but having the opportunity to do things that's never been done before here. I think that's probably the most exciting thing about it. And the excitement gets used probably way too much, but what an opportunity for a group of young men, a group of coaches, and a university here in the greatest city of the world. I mean, the city of Atlanta, let me tell you, it is phenomenal. And we're just looking for great effort and intensity tomorrow.
Along those lines, Coach, you kind of hit it here. Do you sense from the kids that they kind of feel like this might be a kind of a rebirth for the program here with a new coach, new stadium, a lot of new things?
Well, I mean, anytime you have transition, there's newness to it. I don't know if it's a rebirth. I mean, guys, 8 years old.
Right.
I mean, come on now. It's not like we've been around 60, 70 years.
Right.
But I think it's just a fresh feeling for these guys to understand, hey, I've got a fresh start. We've got a brand-new facility. We've got our own stadium. Just a sense of pride. I think it's something that's very, very special for our guys. But, just because you've got a new facility and all the bells and whistles now, it doesn't mean success comes. They still got to go work hard and do the things the right way. We can't have any shortcuts in anything we do.
Do you have any memories coming here for baseball games?
I do. I've been here for the Olympics and baseball games. So I've got great, great memories, and what a special place. I mean, I can remember when the home run race was going on. McGuire was here and a bunch of buddies. We all came down. I mean, it's just, there's so much history here, so much history. That's probably one of the most neat things about it. We get to be a part of that history of this state. We really do. I mean, when you're talking to our players, and you're talking to anyone in general, you say, greatest athletes in the world ran here. Greatest baseball players in the world played here. I mean, you're a part of that. Now let's go. Let's write our own history in the state.
Were you here for any Michael Johnson stuff, or what?
I can't remember what events. It was the day I was here. It was so hot, and there was so much going on. It was preliminaries. I know that it went to the finals. So,
how would you describe your coaching style, and how have you implemented that already here?
You know, I tend to not describe myself. I let other people do that. They tend to do that much better than I am. But I'm a very, very straightforward individual. I love the game of football. I love. Probably more so than anything else, I love the physical nature of this game. I mean, I think that's the greatest thing about it. To use your strength and your abilities to move a man against his will is a pretty special thing. And that's why I played it. And that's why I continue to coach it the way we coach it. I'm just just that guy that loves the sport and loves coaching it and loves being around his players.
Well, Penny and McKendy earlier used words like physicality, durability, and intensity. You kind of have, speaking of Olympians, for the Atlanta thing, you kind of have a Kurt Angle thing about you then.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. They've seen me in spring and winter conditioning. Now it's for real. It's fall camp. On August 31st, it's for real. So I'll be a little bit different probably than what they've experienced thus far.
Have you envisioned yourself running into some of your linemen pregame out here on the new
No, I mean, there's going to be quite a few players I'm going to have to fight off that day. It's going to be a fun event. I guess you're referring to how we kind of handle pregame,
right?
A few games there. But I just think going out and experience that whole game day setting is going to be something to see. And the one thing I really would like to do, I like to see those players' eyes. I like to see them when they're challenged a little bit. I think that's kind of what it all stemmed from. I want to see if they're ready to play. That was my way of kind of doing it.
When you looked at the roster, Coach, what excited you the most about the Packers team?
What excited me the most? There's a lot of room for improvement. How about that? I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, that's the way I see it. You know, we've got some skilled players that can help. A guy like Penny Hart, I mean, explosive, and McKinney. I mean, we've got players, but what we've got to do is get them in the right positions and get them playing, you know, not just one down. You know, if one out of three won't cut it, we need three out of three, we need four out of four. I think the eagerness for those guys to want to be successful was probably the most pleasing thing about coming in here. They all had a great work ethic. They didn't, you know, a lot of times you'll come in and you have some barking back at you, but they were all right in line and ready to go.
Being that this is your first time with this senior class, what would you like to send them off with during this year?
You know, I'm not even going to touch that. I think these players understand we've got to improve, and we've got to improve a great deal. They're going to write their own story. How they work in the next 31 days leading up to that first game and throughout the season is going to dictate everything. Sure, we'd all like to say, yeah, conference championship and all that stuff. We want to be better tomorrow than we were today and continue building on that. And I'm not putting any numbers on anything or anything for that matter. Let's just go out and improve every single day and see where it shakes out.
What? How do you see having your own facility impacting the program and potential? Do you think offensive tuning, drawing people?
I mean, you look at it today. I mean, everyone's here. You're not here for me. You're here to see the state. I mean, every single day, and it seems like for me, in the media market, they're talking about Georgia State Stadium, Georgia State University, Georgia State football moving into their own home. So right there in itself is getting us out in front of millions of people, and they're talking about our facilities, they're talking about our university, they're talking about our football program. That alone gets us out there, and that's what we've got to do. Now it's our job to go into this camp and put a product on the field that we can be very, very proud of. And then now we'll, you know, it'll all fall into place after that. But I mean, listen, I'm telling you, the reason they're all here is not because of Sean Elliott, it's because of Georgia State Stadium.